So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Ronley, question on the motion?
We'll take the vote. Mr. Shaver.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore, any possible action on executive session items?
Mr. President, land acquisition was discussed. There's no action to be taken today.
Good news. Well, it's good news, yeah. Okay, we're going to move into our scheduled 1:30 public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. At this point, I'll read the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they're legislative hearings because the council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender, identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record, along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reason for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you give a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give a statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Don't repeat yourself, and if you have a written statement, hand it to me, and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or to switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the commission's recommendations to the council for a period of 5 calendar days following the commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both the council and commission hearings. Mr. President, the first hearing we have today is conditional use number 2396. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a personal training and martial arts school to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.23 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of Wilgus Cemetery Road, which is Sussex County Route 381A, approximately 0.42 mile west of Bayard Road, which is Sussex County Route 384. The 911 address is 34615 Wilgus Cemetery Road, Frankfurt, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 6, Parcel 115.08. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, a copy of the property survey, a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of the property's deed, and I would note that we have received zero comments and one mail return. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission and its meeting of June 22nd of this year, and at the meeting of June 22nd of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 8 reasons stated and subject to the 5 recommended condition as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of the motion along with the minutes of the June 22nd meeting are included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, is Mr. Bowman here or his representative? You'll come forward, please. If you give us your name and address. Would you
push there's a button?
See, there's a button at.
Are you
yes.
All right. We good now?
Yes.
Great. Noel Bowman. What else did you need? The address?
Please.
34615 Wilgus Cemetery Road, Frankfort, Delaware, 19945.
And if you can kind of explain your application and what you're planning to do and why you would
sure.
like the council to approve.
Sure. What I'm doing is making the behind the house is a big pole building. And I believe the previous owner, well, the original owner, not the previous owner, was a welder, I believe. And he had this whole garage section. So I retrofitted that out with wrestling mats and bags and everything. And the other part, there's an apartment side. And I made that into the gym area because for personal training, both my wife and I are both certified personal trainers. Well, and my wife is also a licensed physical therapy assistant. So we use the big building for martial arts training for children. We do, once every quarter, we do a free women's self-defense for the community. And also we have, not just children, but adult martial arts classes as well. And we have quite a few, are really stressed about law enforcement training. So we have a few law enforcement students that train with us. And we also have a boxing class for people with Parkinson's that my wife does, because that's what her specialty is dealing with Parkinson's and balance and things like that. And she also does a balance class for the older population and also for people with like MS things like that. We just wanted to run a mixed martial arts school and personal training facility for the community and, to suit the needs of the community and everything. So that's our goal and our purpose.
Any questions from the council?
I just have one. Sure. What style were you trained in?
Several. I started out at karate when I was a kid, and then I started training when I was about 16, Muay Thai and competing. And then when I was about 18, I started boxing and then training boxers. I'm training a couple pro boxers right now for competitions. And I've been doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for about 11 or so years. So I'm a brown belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and I train. But that's what I teach a lot of law enforcement is jiu-jitsu.
Any other questions? Did you have anything else to add?
Not that I could think of right now.
Would you have a seat?
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, at this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public record. Ask Mr. Morby to short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for personal training and martial arts school to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.23 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 8 with conditions 9A through F.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, any questions on the motion? Take your vote, Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes, based on reasons and conditions given by planning and zoning.
Schaefer.
I will vote yes, based on a recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Ms. Green.
I vote yes, based on a recommendation from planning and zoning.
Riley.
I too vote yes, based on planning and zoning's recommendations.
I also vote yes, based on P&Z's recommendation, conditional use 2396 is approved. Thank you, sir. Have a good afternoon.
The next matter, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2400. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR, medium density residential district, for multifamily dwellings, 5 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.4 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Kent Avenue, which is Sussex County Route 361, approximately 350 feet north of Jefferson Bridge Road, which is Sussex County Route 361A. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel ID is District 134, map 17.07. Parcel 173.02. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the applicant's preliminary site plan, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We also have a copy of the property deed. We've also received 29 written responses. Well, they all appear to be written in opposition. The latest response, Mr. President, includes a petition. We've also received 11 mail returns. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of June 22nd of this year, and at the meeting of July 13th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 6 reasons stated and subject to the 16 recommended conditions as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, if the applicant would like to come forward.
Chris Pfeiffer with George, Miles & Buhr, professional engineer, and I have with me today Katya Kolinsky, who's a land planner with George, Miles & Buhr, as well as the applicant, Paul McCabe. The project is located, it's a 1.37-acre parcel. It's located on Kent Avenue, directly adjacent to Bethany Beach, Delaware. And we're seeking a conditional use for 5 townhome units. The site is currently zoned MR residential, and the site lies in the coastal area. We've gone through the PLUS process, and the comments and responses have both been included in the project binder. The site's located in state investment level 1, which are areas developed in urban-suburban fashion, where infrastructure is existing and readily available, and future redevelopment and infill projects are expected and encouraged by state policy. The site is surrounded by existing residential units, and its surrounding area to the north is within the town limits of Bethany Beach, so this project is the first parcel that's in the county, right outside of Bethany Beach. The zoning in Bethany Beach is R2 for the parcels that are directly adjacent, and they have a directly adjacent to the north is the Bethany proper community, which includes townhomes. It's a 126-unit townhome community on 14.28-acre parcel, which results in a density of 8.5 units per acre. The surrounding area that's within the county limits is mostly zoned MR, matching our zoning. There is one parcel that's directly next to us that's HR, that are single families and condos. This five multifamily unit residential project that we're proposing is five townhome units, so a strip of townhomes with garages and driveways. And on the 1.37-acre parcel, that would result in a density of 3.67 units per acre. And it would have a shared driveway off of Kent Avenue. In terms of stormwater management, it'll be designed to meet the requirements of the Sussex Conservation District, and we did hold a pre-application meeting with the Conservation District in July of 2021. There's public water available from Bethany Beach, and then there's public sewer available from Sussex County. As I said before, for traffic, there'd be an entrance off of Kent Avenue, which is a DelDOT road, a major collector. The entrance design would be coordinated with DelDOT, with all of DelDOT's rules and regulations for review and approval, and there's no TIS required because it's less than 500 vehicle trips per day. In terms of environmental assessment, there was an environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report prepared. That's also included in the project binder. There was an environmental assessment report completed by Environmental Resources, and there's no threatened or endangered species found on the site. There would be no public open space. A portion of the site would be shared open space under the proposed condo regime. And as I said before, there's public sewer water is right outside the entrance of the site. And the condo regime would plan to maintain all ownership of all the interior utilities once it enters the site. And this area is designated as a growth area per the comp plan, and as such is consistent with the plan. And I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions from council? If none, did you have anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here in favor? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Sir, you want to come forward, please? Give us your name and address.
It's on. I'm Bill Lindlaw. I'm the president of the Bethany Proper Homeowners Association. And if I could I use the map over here?
Sure.
Sure. Bethany proper here and here. There are four townhouses on each side, a fifth townhouse here, that's the end of another unit, and a fifth townhouse up at the end, so really 10 houses back on the property. This is a little bit incorrect. These buildings are exactly on the property line. They were built 40 years ago, and they're right on the property line as it was determined when they started doing this project. There's a markings right here, and the units are right here. So there's no buffer on the property line. Okay, Wilgus developed the property. Wilgus owns this property. Wilgus owns this property. So we have no buffer. We also have a bad water problem for all four of these units. They have extra pumping for water. It's been a very bad issue with our rain, and it's always bad. And the runoff runs directly into these houses, their crawl spaces. If you look at the plan for the new property, the road goes right down and comes to the closest point is right where the houses are, right on the property. And the buffer that was approved was 20 feet. And you can see 20 feet doesn't go very far. And you can see that most of the buffer right here along the edge are shrubs. The trees are further in, they're all gonna be taken down. So we are very unhappy with the fact that we feel that the water is going to be, the problem is going to become worsened. We also don't like the fact that the buffer is only 20 feet, which will give these houses very little coverage at all behind them. And the road, the parking lot, will come all the way up very close to the one that's right on the property line right here. We'd like to see at least a buffer move back We thought it was going to be 30 feet. It came out at 20 feet. And we also would like to see the property moved up a little bit because there's a 40-some foot frontage and instead of having it right on top of our property. We didn't build the property on the property line. The developer did, and it's never been questioned until now. So we don't feel we should pay for the fact that it's on the line and we have no buffer internally. So
you think the property owner next door should provide you more of a buffer because you haven't got enough?
We don't have any here.
But is that his fault?
It's the developer's.
Is it the fault of the person next door that wants to build this, that you don't have any buffer?
Is it
their responsibility that you don't have a buffer on your land?
No, but they're the same family. So we're not, it's not like we're dealing with somebody, two different parties. Wilgus developed and a Wilgus family owns this. And Wilgus family also owns this where there is nothing being done. It's all up at our end.
How sure are you that the townhouses were built on the property line?
Well, they staked them out when they did the plan. We haven't done our own survey, but they were staked out when they came out to start developing this, and the stakes are literally on the back of the properties. And if you look at the drawings in the plans, you can see the houses are right on the property line per the drawings. So that's our issue. We'd really like to see a buffer. We'd like to see more of a buffer. We hate to see every tree is going to be gone, pretty much taken. And we think that the property could move further up front, which would help alleviate a little bit of the problem. We know that the road coming down here is going to exacerbate the water problem. We hope that this is all kind of swamp land, so you can't really develop it anyway, but we'd really like to see, we're really worried that this is going to become a bigger problem for us back here.
Okay.
Can I?
Thank
you. Shaver?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Whitehouse, doesn't the developer or the property owner have to make accommodations that any increased stormwater be maintained on site?
Correct, within the application site. And if I can, Mr. President, to the question about setbacks, the adjoining property is not in the county's jurisdiction. In our zoning code, we have setbacks for multifamily development. The applicant's engineers are here to the question about the survey line. The yellow line on the map is indicative. That's our geometry based on recorder of deeds. I believe the applicant's exhibits include a survey, but I can't recall from memory if that survey shows the exact distance to the adjoining buildings, and perhaps the applicant's engineer would be available to answer that question if council had that question. So,
another question. I think I read that Mr. Mears, one of his conditions was that the existing area not be disturbed in the 20-foot setback. Am I correct that he made that as a condition?
That's correct. And that's
correct.
So it won't be clear cut and then replanted.
It's condition J.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Is there anyone else here that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone else? Operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine?
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have a caller. Caller, your line is unmuted.
Yes, thank you. My name is Thomas Feist, and I have lived for 33 years with my family at 33339 Argyle Lane. The intersection of Argyle Lane and Jefferson Bridge Road is within 250 feet of this five-unit development, and I appear here today in opposition to the conditional use of on behalf of my family, myself, and 28 residents of the Argyle and Ocean Pines Lane community. I have submitted a written statement and documentation, photos, and so forth. If those have been received, I can abbreviate my statement. Otherwise, I just have about four paragraphs. So has the council received that statement?
We have, Mr. President. It's on the screen in the room.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So then let me just highlight there are three concerns that we would raise. We had actually worked with the Zoning Commission and with the Bureau of Adjustment with respect to a similar property under conditional use 2279. Conditional use there was not granted. This is a property of similar road frontage, 224 feet as opposed to 220 feet on Kent Avenue. So the first issue is the frontage requirements that are in force under Section 115.34. And whether they are essentially being waived to permit these five units. Second issue is when we appeared at the Zoning Commission for this prior conditional use, in addition to myself, five long-term residents of the Argyle and Ocean Pines Lane community, Andrew Beck, Dale Minier, Steve Sitton, Philip LaPrade, Sue Elliott, and Thomas Dugarty also presented. And one of the key issues that we raised was the traffic on Jefferson Bridge Road. Traffic stretches very frequently all the way from Kent Avenue to Ocean Highway. Within the past 2 weeks, I've witnessed the traffic, north-south traffic on Kent Avenue, extending all the way to Garfield. And remarkably, south to north traffic going all the way back to the Clearview community, which is over a mile. All of those people are waiting to take a right turn onto Jefferson Bridge Road. So the congestion is longstanding and is not enhanced by additional units. The final thing is, it was raised by the Bethany Proper folks. We have had deteriorating conditions for drainage and the swales that run parallel to Kent Avenue, starting at Jefferson Bridge. I had submitted some photos of that from the recent storm where basically large 4x4s and so forth were moved around. And while that's obviously our property and our issue, it is not improved at all with the addition of this new community that's proposed. So in conclusion, on behalf of myself and the dozens of residents who opposed a similar development, we urge the council to deny CU 2400 conditional use application. And certainly would be more comfortable if we were looking at perhaps two or three units as opposed to five. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Operator, is there anyone else that's online?
At this time, there is currently no one else on the line.
Thank you, Operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if Council desires, close public record.
Do we have anything first? Do we have anything that's going to show us this survey and where these houses are or whatever? Do you have that in your information or no?
Yeah, we can pull that up in the binder. So the closest, so we have a survey that shows the decks that are off of the backs of those houses, and the closest one is 0.8 feet away from the property line, so less than a foot from the property line.
Wow.
How do you suppose that happened?
I don't know.
That's in a different jurisdiction,
yeah,
too.
It's in the town's limits. I don't know if there was a variance that they got for that at some point, or.
But that's not the original building, but that's a deck that's been built on it, correct?
Correct. Yeah, that's part of the Bethany Proper community. Okay. That's their buildings that are off of our site. Yes, by 0.8 feet.
I mean, they could have very likely built the house.
So yeah, you can
come one time added a deck.
You can see on the right side of that paper that it's showing the decks that are right there. And so our site, the homes for our site are 40 feet off of that property line, the way we have the site plan currently.
Okay. Thank you.
Also, we will close public hearings. I'll give the council a closed public record. Ask Mr. Moore for a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwellings, 5 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.4 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning 1 through 6, with conditions 7A through P.
Pleasure, Council.
Mr. President, I would make a motion to defer it until our next meeting, I think, which is the 15th. Am I correct on that?
Correct. Yeah. Motion, Mr. Hudson. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley, to defer conditional use 2400 until our next meeting, which is 2 weeks from now. Question on that motion? Take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Abba, yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Next, Mr. Moore.
Next case, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2403. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to amend conditions of approval for conditional use number 1492, which is ordinance 1653, relating to contracting work, office work, and general business to be conducted on the site, and also relating to occupancy of the units as a principal place of business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 10.8 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Lighthouse Road, which is Route 54, approximately 0.41 mile northwest of Dickerson Road, which is Sussex County Route 389. The 911 address is 38288 London Avenue, Unit 51, Selbyville. The tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 18, Parcel 61.01. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the original site plan, which was approved on December 30th of 2004, a copy of Ordinance Number 1653, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We also have a copy of the DLDOT Service Level Evaluation Response. We have a copy of the property deed, and I would note we have received zero comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission and its meeting of June 22nd of this year, and at the meeting of July 13th, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 6 reasons stated and subject to the 2 recommended revised conditions as outlined within the Commission's motion. And Mr. President, your paperless packet includes a copy of that motion along with the minutes of both of those meetings. Thank you. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, is a representative from the business like to come forward?
Hey, good afternoon. My name is Joseph Tribal. I live at 36738 Lighthouse Road. Our business is golf carts. As we all know that the community is growing down here. There's some mobile mechanics and stuff like that that run around from Lewis all the way down to Selbyville. We build them, we sell them, we service them. That's basically our business. You can see that the property is commercialized. There is a commercial property next door. I know there's some ag property, and there's ag pretty much surrounding the entire area. Rick Tucker did this project in, I think, 04, I think, is that when it was? And I think a lot of everything has changed down there with Bayside moving in and all the communities. So our business is to buy, sell, and service golf carts for the community.
Okay. Is this going to be for all the units, or are there different types of businesses there?
I'm going to walk over here.
Sure.
This is the building that we're in right here. There's 4 more buildings eventually going in. So it's actually unit 50 through 53. 51 is our main entrance. That's why I put it in there. They're all connected inside, so it's 4,000 square feet. There is a business up here, Sweet Dispositions. I don't know if anybody is familiar with them. they're a bakery. They're a business. This unit right here is a thrift shop. I'm not sure if they ever got a conditional use or anything, but there is other contractors and stuff in that whole entire complex.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions from Council? If not, did you have anything else you'd like to add? If not, if you'd like to take a seat.
Sure.
Is there anyone here today like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to comment on this application?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you, Operator. Mr. President, this time we close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
Mr. Moore, I do have a question for you.
Yes.
I'm reading the minutes and where Mr. Robertson brought up any changes would impact the entire park.
That was part of the reason I asked that same question, if there were other types of businesses in there.
Exactly.
So if you do this, then you're making a change for everybody.
That is, that was his opinion, and I concur.
Okay.
What would change? That I was kind of thinking on those lines as well. What would change about all the other businesses in there?
The change of the that they requested, and let me come to it. If give me a second, please.
I can assist if. Mr. Moore.
It was the two conditions that were at the very end of the
yes
statement. The property condition one and condition four stated condition one, this project shall be used for warehousing, wholesale, and retail services sales only. Outdoor storage shall be limited to the retail wholesale uses occurring within the project. There shall be not be any other outside storage within the project. And the four would state that there shall be no contracting or construction work conducted on the site. Because there was a general prohibition against those before. The language had indicated that there should not be any outside storage, including boats or RVs within the site. And the boats or RVs have been removed. Is that correct, Mr. Whitehouse, way this is?
That's correct.
I guess the question is should we, can we make it more narrow so it fits this particular where this building is, his building is, or whatever?
I'm not sure that we have that ability because it is one entire project that the original use was granted, and it's not per individual unit.
Okay, thank you.
Well, and the owner of the land of the whole project, Rick Tucker, I read in here that he was all for it.
Okay. Any more questions? Well, I'll close the public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Mr. Moore, be short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to amend conditions of approval for conditional use number 1492, ordinance number 1653, relating to contracting work, office work, and general business to be conducted on the site, and also relating to occupancy of the units as a principal place of business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 10.80 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning with the amended conditions numbered 1 through 6.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second. Right. Mr. Schaefer, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes, based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Schaefer.
I vote yes based on a recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes based on a recommendation of Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Riley.
I too vote yes based on Planning and Zoning's recommendations.
I will also vote yes based on PZ recommendation. Motion carried. Conditional use 2403 is approved. Mr. Moore.
Okay, and the next matter, Mr. President, is change of zone number 1988. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a GR general residential district for a certain parcel of land, Lyingham being in northwest 400 Sussex County, containing 0.75 acre more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Delaware Drive, which is Sussex County Route 16C, approximately 566 feet south of Hickman Road, which is Route 16. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 530, Map 9, Parcel 57.03. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibits, a copy of the applicant's preliminary site plan, a copy of a letter submitted by the applicant, a copy of a letter received from the Department of Veteran Affairs, a copy of a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, and we have a copy of the DelDOT letter of no objection, a copy of the staff analysis, and a copy of the legal description of the property. We have no comments, letters that we've received, Mr. President, but we have received a five-signature petition, which is submitted into the record. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission and its meeting of June 22nd of this year. And at the meeting of June 22nd of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the six reasons as outlined within the Commission's motion. And, Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the minutes of that meeting, are included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, if the applicants could come forward, please.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Jeffrey Babinski, 13156 Delaware Drive in Greenwood. This piece of property is located directly next to us on a short dead-end road just outside of Greenwood. And the reason we want to get it rezoned is so that we can put a single-wide mobile home on it. And this single-wide is going to be for our daughter to live in.
Okay. That road, is that state-maintained or is that a private road?
Excuse me?
Is the road that's coming back, you said a short dead-end road, is that a private road, development road?
A county road.
It is. Any other questions? Okay. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, not really.
Okay. You can have a seat. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor of the application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close public hearing on this matter. Council desires closed public record.
Close public hearing. Council, close public record. And Mr. Morgan, short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a GR general residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in northwest 400 Sussex County containing 0.75 acres more or less for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 6.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion to approve.
Motion, Mrs. Green. Second.
A second.
Mr. Hudson. Any questions on a motion? We'll take a vote, Mrs. Green.
Based on the recommendation of planning and zoning, I'll vote yes.
Schaefer.
I will vote yes based on a recommendation of planning and zoning commission.
Hudson.
I also agree with planning and zoning. I vote yes.
Riley. I agree with planning and zoning. Vote yes based on their recommendation.
I also agree with their recommendations. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Change of zone 1988 is passed. Any motion to adjourn? Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. We're now adjourned. Thank you, everybody.